Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing the third parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Ches and parak Gimel Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah called Tzorish Lo Tavo Al Hatzibur Masriyin Alein. For every terrible thing that might happen to the community, meaning every bad thing that happens that threatens the community, we fast and we sound the shofar, as we said previously. Chutz Meirov Gishamim, except for too much rain that causes some hardship. For example, people have to leave their homes because the water is so high that even in such a situation, says the Mishnah, we do not ask Hashem to stop the rain, as we're about to learn in the following story. Says the Mishnah, Masa she'amru lo lechoni ha'magel hispalel she'yerdu gisham, a famous story that happened during a drought when they said to Choni ha'magel, magel literally means the person who makes a circle, as we're going to see, and they said to him, please daven that rain should fall. Says the Mishnah, Amar lehem tzu v'echnisu tanure psachim b'shvil shlo yimoku. He said to them, go outside and bring in the ovens that will be used for roasting the Korban Pesach, so they're not going to get damaged in the rain. Says the Mishnah, hispal v'lo yardu k'shem, he davened, but rain did not fall. Ma'as sasha, what did Choni ha'magel do? Og uga v'amar b'sochav amar lefanav, he drew a circle on the ground, he stood inside, and he said before the Rabbona Shalom Hashem, banacha samu p'neim alai, shani kiven bayis lefanacha, Hashem, your children turned to me to daven for them, because I am like a member of your family before you, Hashem. Nishbani b'shimcha hagadol, I'm going to swear by your amazing great name, she'eni zoz mikan ad she'terachim al bonecha, that I am not going to move from here until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu gishamim min natvin, rain began to drizzle down. Amar lo kach she'alti elegishme boros shichinemaros, he said, I did not ask for this type of rain. I wanted a rain that's going to fill the pits, the ditches, that's going to really sustain us for a long period of time, where there's going to be enough water to store it. Says the Mishnah, Hischil leirid bizav, rain then began to fall furiously, fastly, quickly, it began to pour. Omar, he said, lo kach shu'alti ela gishmi ratzon brachu nedav, I didn't ask for this type of rain either. Rather, I asked for rain that is beneficial, that is going to give them blessing, that's going to be good for them. Yardu ketiktam, and then the Mishnah says that rain fell normally and continued falling. Until the Jews had to leave their homes in Yerushalayim to go to the higher area of the Harabayas because it was raining so much and they had to leave their homes. Bo v'amru lo, they came and they said to Choni ha'magil, kishem shespalalt aleihem sheyerdu kach hispal shielchu lahen. Just as you daven for rain to fall, please daven that now it should go away. Amar lahen, he said to them, Tzu ru'u im nimches even hatoim. Go out and see whether the even hatoim, the stone of those that are lost, has been erased, meaning has been covered by the water. Since this stone was on a high level, it would not be covered by water unless there had been a true flood. Only then was Choni ha'magel ready to ask Hashem to stop the rain. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach sent him the following message. Il mali Choni ato gozreini alecha nidoi. Were you not Choni ha'magel, someone who is a very holy, righteous man, I would have put you in chayram. I would have excommunicated you for speaking so disrespectfully to Hashem. As the Bartanura says, Choni said, I did not ask for such rain, not only once, but even said it twice. And the Chayre ban is pronounced, as the Bartanura points out, on a person who does not show proper respect for a Talmud Chacham, all the more so one who does not show proper respect for Hashem himself. And therefore, he wasn't going to ban him per se, but at least express this point to him. So he says that if you weren't Choni, if you were not so important, I would have banned you, I would have put you in Chayre. Avamai Aselecha, what shall I do to you? For you act like a young child before Hashem, and so he fulfills your wishes, just like a young son who makes requests before his father, and his father fulfills the wishes. He just stamps and gets into a temper tantrum. Basically, that's what you did, Choni. It was about people like you that the Torah tells us in Sefer Mishlei, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogel yo ladetecha. May your father and your mother be happy, and may she who had you, who gave birth to you, rejoice. That a parent will be proud of a child like you. Since Hashem answers your request, he is clearly pleased with you, and I will not place you under a cheir. And then he started giving him musr on the one hand, but he's also saying, really, obviously Hashem loves you. You feel close to enough to him to ask him, so I'm not going to put you in a ban. You're a holy person, and I'm not going to do anything bad to you. Continuing now with Perek Yemel Mishnah Tas, the Mishnah is going to discuss what is done if the community's tefillos for rain are actually answered while they are fasting. Says the Mishnah, Hayu Misanan, if they had been fasting for rain since the previous night or since dawn in the morning, V'yardu lehem gishamim kodam anetachama, lo yashlimu, and rain fell before Shkia, before the sun rose in the morning, they should not complete the fast in that situation, that a fast does not truly begin until sunrise. Therefore, if rain fell before then, they don't need to continue fasting. However, la'achar neitzacham, if the rain fell after neitzacham, after sunrise, then yashlimu, and they should finish the fast, because once a fast has begun, it must be finished. However, Belezer disagrees, as we're going to see, but when a fast is considered to have truly begun, or Belezer Omer, Belezer says, Kodim Chatzos lo yashlim, if rain begins to fall before Chatzos, then they don't have to complete the fast, la'achar Chatzos yashlimu, but if it began after Chatzos, after the middle of the day, then they would have to complete the fast. Here's a story now that sort of defends the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Masa shegazru tainis belod v'yardu lehem gishamim kodim chatzos. It once happened that they decreed to fast and load for rain, and rain fell before chatzos. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon told them, tzu v'ichlu ushesu v'asu yom tov, go out, eat and drink, make it a day of simcha, of happiness. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. Sure enough, they went out, they ate the drink, and they made a day of simcha. Uba'u bein ha'arbaim v'karu halal agadol. They went out of the to the shul in the afternoon, and they said halal to thank Hashem for the rain. Again, supporting Rabbi Eliezer's assertion that really, as long as it rains before chatzos, then you can stop fasting at that point. As the Bartonor points out, the halacha is in fact like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Quick review: Perikim Mishnah Ches taught us that generally speaking, we fast and blow the shofar for terrible things that happen, except if there is too much rain. Too much rain, we're not going to do that, as we see here in the story of Choni Hamagor, where there was a drought, and they said, they asked Choni, who was davening for rain. He said to them, take everything out that you don't want to get destroyed. Then he began to daven. He began to daven, but rain did not fall. So what did he do? Famously, Choni Hamagor, literally the circle maker, what did he do? He drew a circle on the ground. He stood inside. He said before Hashem, your children turn to me. They want me to daven for them because I'm very close to you. I'm like a member of your family, Hashem. Therefore, I swear by your name, I'm not going to move from this place until you have rachmanas on your children, you have mercy on your children, and you allow it to rain. Then rain began to drizzle. Then he said, I don't want such a rain. I want real rain that's going to fill the pits and the dishes. And the ditches, sure enough, there began to pour too much, that it was going to damage the crops. So, but then he said, no, I want good, blessed rain that's going to be good for the people. And then Baruch Hashem, it began to rain normally, which was good for the crops and good for the for storing water. Until it started raining so much that the Jews had to leave their homes. They had to go to the higher area, to Har Habayis, to the Temple Mount, because of the rain. They came to Choni Hamagor, and they said, just as you daven for it to fall, now please daven for the rain to stop. And sure enough, he said to them, go out and see whether the stone that is in Yerushalayim has been covered by water. And since the stone was on a high level, it would not be covered by water unless there had been a flood. And only then was he prepared to ask Hashem to stop the rain. Shin ben Shittach sent him the following message and said, Choni, were you not a holy person, I would have put you under a cheirem. And he said, but, you know, at the end of the day, Hashem obviously feels very close to you, quoting a pasuk from Mishlei, so we're not going to put you under a cheirem, and what you did was okay. Then Barakimel Mishnah Tes taught us, Machlok is what happens if you're fasting, and it starts to rain on the fast day. So according to the first opinion, if it rains before Netzachama, before sunrise, then in that situation, it's before Netz, and you... And according to him, according to everyone, then you can stop fasting. But once it's Netzachama and it rains after sunrise, then you're no longer allowed to, then you're no longer allowed to stop fasting. You have to continue fasting. However, Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's all about if it starts raining before Chatzos, then you don't have to continue fasting. We see a story similarly that happened in Lod, and Rabbi Tarfon told them that as long as it starts raining before Chatzos, before midday, you can, in that situation, stop fasting. And that is how we pass, as the Bar Tanura tells us. Have a great day.